From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. The deadline is approaching for BP to give federal officials a new, more aggressive plan for containing the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Coast Guard officials asked the company for a plan that matched new flow rate estimates that are higher than originally thought.
Federal officials say BP's plans for capturing oil were fine until it became clear there was a lot more oil spewing from BP's broken well. On Weekend Edition Sunday this morning, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said he fully expects BP to respond today to the government's request for a new plan. He says a relief well remains the best hope for permanently stopping the gusher.
The nearest time that's going to happen is somewhere around the first or second week of August. What we're doing in the meantime is trying to contain the oil that is there in the most effective and efficient way possible. And we continue to ratchet up the pressure on BP to make sure that they are bringing every conceivable production capability there.
In the last 12 hours of June 12th, BP says it was able to collect about 7,500 barrels of oil. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Search and rescue teams are busy looking for bodies in Arkansas after a flash flood swept through a popular campground Friday, leaving at least 18 people dead. NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Langley, Arkansas, at the main command center for rescue operations. He says the tone of the operations is changing.
Friday, everybody was still in shock. And while shock, still hopeful that people might be found alive. Now that it's Sunday, I think that shock has pretty much turned to grief. The likelihood that people are trapped and alive is small, not completely gone, but small. They are attacking debris piles with chainsaws and manpower. If there are any people remaining to be found alive or dead, they're going to be found in these huge debris piles, which are very difficult to get through.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting from Langley, Arkansas. But Tracy Farley, spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, says search crews aren't letting the debris daunt them.
They're trying to dismantle the debris piles by hand and just trying to make as much progress as they can.
The search is being made even more difficult by the heat and humidity blanketing the area. Temperatures today are expected to reach the mid to upper 90s. Flights on Spirit Airlines are canceled for the second day in a row as pilots strike over pay, scheduling, and benefits. Spirit's 440 pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, walked off the job Saturday after talks failed to bridge differences with management. The Florida-based airline offers flights in the United States, Latin America, and the Caribbean. The first World Cup hosted by an African nation now has its first win of the tournament by an African team. Ghana beat Serbia 1-0 with a late penalty kick. The Germany-Australia match is underway. Germany scored the first two goals. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. As ethnic violence continues to spread through Kyrgyzstan, Russia has sent paratroopers to secure Russian military facilities in the Central Asian nation. Kyrgyzstan's interim government is also sending troops to try and stem clashes between Kyrgyz and minority Uzbeks. The violence has sent tens of thousands of Uzbeks fleeing across the border into neighboring Uzbekistan. Some 100 people have died since rioting began Thursday night. The state senator behind Arizona's new immigration law is vowing to help start similar laws in a third of the United States. As Mark Moran reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona's law is scheduled to go into effect at the end of July.
Senator Russell Pierce says Arizona's immigration law should be the law of the land, and that people concerned about illegal immigration shouldn't wait for the federal government to draft a new policy. Arizona's new law will allow police broad authority to question people about their immigration status if they have reason to believe the people they've stopped are in the country illegally. Pierce says he's talked with lawmakers in 18 other states to help them draft similar legislation. Protesters who fear racial profiling and police abuse have rallied in Phoenix since the law was signed in April, and a handful of states have boycotted Arizona businesses. Lately, though, more people who favor the law are showing up to rally in support. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The latest round of immigration talks between the United States and Cuba are to be held in Washington this week. The talks are scheduled for Friday. They are the first since a similar meeting in Havana in February. On the agenda are agreements reached in the mid-1990s aimed at preventing an exodus of Cuban refugees to the United States. I'm Rebecca Shear, NPR News in Washington.